The Gospel reading is from St. Luke chapter 12. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will also acknowledge before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but he who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. And when they bring you before the synagogues and the rulers and the authorities, do not be anxious how or what you are to answer or what you are to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. This passage includes Jesus' comment that the sin against the Holy Spirit cannot be forgiven. And there's a temptation to focus on that line, to pick it out as if it were some kind of absolute statement, and forget the context in which it appears here in Luke's Gospel. He's talking about speaking and the difficulties associated with speaking, and misunderstanding and the difficulties in understanding God's word, God's wisdom. That's not so serious, he suggests, to speak against the Son of Man. But to speak against the Holy Spirit is much more serious, because it seems to be to deny the possibility of speaking at all, or to lose confidence in the possibility of saying anything that is true. To deny the Holy Spirit is to deny the breath, to deny somehow the basis on which truth-making and truth-telling could be established, that things might have real significance, things we say, things we do. Normally, people think of despair as the sin against the Holy Spirit, some form of despair, giving up on the possibility of forgiveness, giving up on the possibility of forgiveness itself in some kind of sustained, persistent way, which means that one is closing oneself off from forgiveness by denying its possibility. But, and we might be more likely to be guilty of presumption than of despair. But presumption too is as much a rejection, a denial of significance as is despair. They're both ways of saying it doesn't matter how we live, what we say, what we do. In the end, it doesn't really matter. There's no final meaning in what we say or what we do or how we live. The despairing person says it doesn't really matter for one reason. The presumptuous person says it doesn't really matter for another reason. So either way, we take away significance, we take away meaning, we take away the anxiety that Jesus talks about in the Gospel, but in doing so, we also take away significance and meaning and truth. So to blaspheme against the Holy Spirit is to deny the possibility of there being a truth that we can say, that we can express in how we live and what we do. The alternative, of course, to despair and presumption is hope. They're both sins against hope, equally against hope. And that's what we're offered, we're called to, instead of despair, instead of presumption, to base our lives, to establish our lives on a hope spoken about in the first reading at today's Mass from Romans chapter 4. Abraham hoped because he believed against hope and so became the father of many nations. He placed his faith in a God who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. It's on the same basis that we believe that there is a truth, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, and that he has allowed us and enables us, even in spite of our anxiety and uncertainty, to say what is true, to express in how we live what is true.